listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JIMGAVEN. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Thank God every day that you slept. be off my feet. I feel it in every single breath you steal from me. Fly away to a higher place, but no one else can love you like I do. It's a new home for two souls. I give it all away to be with you, and all we have to say is that I do. In my arms you heal my heart, you brought it back to life where it should be. Give and take, and all we have to say is that I do. All we have to say is that I do love you.
Chapter 1, Peace Signs and Symbols. Now that we've talked about International Peace Day and defined peace, it's only right for us to dive into its various signs and symbols. As you'll see, there are 13 listed below. You can have your pick of the litter for which ones resonate with you most. Most of the information below can be found here. en.wikipedia.org/wiki/peace_symbols, spelt S-Y-M-B-O-L-S. Olive branch in ancient times. The use of the olive branch as a symbol of peace in Western civilization dates at least to the 5th century BC Greece. The olive branch, which the Greeks believed represented plenty and drove away evil spirits, was one of the attributes of Irene, the Greek goddess of peace. Extending the olive branch, if you will, is a common saying used in today's vernacular as it pertains to achieving peace. The Roman poet Virgil, 70 to 10 BC, associated the plump olive, aka the olive branch, as a symbol of peace in his verse Aeneid. High on the stern, Aeneas his stand, and held a branch of olive in his hand. While thus he spoke, the Phrygians' arms you see, expelled from Troy, provoked in Italy by Latian foes, with war unjustly made, at first affianced and at last betrayed. This message bear the Trojans and their chief, bring holy peace and beg the king's relief. The dove and the olive branch were used symbolically by early Christians for peace of the soul or inner peace. In fact, doves were initially thought to represent purity, peace of the soul, and freedom due to their mostly white color and their ability to fly. For instance, baptisms were accompanied by a dove. Even the New Testament of the Bible compares the dove to the Spirit of God that came onto Jesus during his baptism, signifying peace sent out from heaven. By the end of the second century, it also represented social and political peace, for example, peace unto the nations. The Christian symbolism of the olive branch, invariably carried by the dove, derives from Greek usage in the story of Noah in the Hebrew Bible. The story of Noah ends with the dove bringing a freshly plucked olive leaf, Hebrew, a sign of life after the flood and of God's
bringing Noah, his family, and the animals to land. Additionally, before the Peace of Constantine, 313 AD, in which Rome ceased its persecution of Christians following Constantine's conversion, Noah was normally shown in an attitude of prayer, a dove flying toward him or alighting on his outstretched hand. By the 5th century, St. Augustine confirmed the Christian adoption of the olive branch as a symbol of peace, writing that perpetual peace is indicated by the olive branch that the dove brought with it when it returned to the ark. Other notable depictions of the dove and olive branch signifying peace outside the church include, number one, in the late 15th century, a dove with an olive branch was used in the seal of Dieci di Balia, the Florentine committee known as the Ten of Liberty and Peace, whose secretary was Machiavelli. It bore the motto, Pax et Defensio Libertatis, peace and the defense of liberty. Number two, the Society for the Promotion of Permanent and Universal Peace, also known as the Lenin Peace Society, formed on a Quaker initiative in 1816, used the symbol of a dove and olive branch. Number three, Picasso's lithograph, La Colombe, a.k.a. the dove, a traditional realistic picture of a pigeon without an olive branch, was chosen as the emblem for the World Peace Council in Paris in April 1949. The dove became a symbol for the peace movement and the ideals of the Communist Party and was used in communist demonstrations of the period. At the 1950 World Peace Council in Sheffield, Picasso said that his father had taught him to paint doves, concluding, I stand for life against death. I stand for peace against war. At the 1952 World Peace Council in Berlin, Picasso's dove was depicted in a banner above the stage. The dove symbol was used extensively in the post-war peace movement. It's hard to ignore the gentleness and peaceful nature of a dove. There is something so serene and beautiful about it. No wonder it is used as a symbol of peace. A broken rifle. The broken rifle symbol is used by War Resisters International, WRI, and its affiliates, but predates the foundation of WRI in 1921. The first known example of the symbol is in the masthead of the January 1909 issue of Der Weaponsnader, Down with Weapons, the monthly paper of the International Anti-Militarist Union in the Netherlands. In 1915, it appeared on the cover of a pamphlet, Under det brukne gevær, Under the Broken Rifle, published by the Norwegian Social Democratic Youth Association. The German League for War Victims, founded in 1917, used the broken rifle in a 1919 banner. In 1921, Belgian workers marching through La Louvrière on October 16, 1921, carried flags showing a soldier breaking his rifle. Ernst Friedrich, a German who had refused military service, founded the Antikriegsmuseum in Berlin, which featured a bas-relief broken rifle over the door. The museum distributed broken rifle badges, girls' and women's brooches, boys' belts buckles, and men's tie pins. Although the symbol doesn't specifically stand for it, one can ascertain that it could very well easily mean ceasefire or an armistice. Taking all this into consideration, if this symbol doesn't strike you as an anti-war, anti-violence, then I don't know what does. It's pretty clear-cut to me. Stop the fighting. Paper cranes. The crane, a traditional symbol of luck in Japan, was popularized as a peace symbol by the story of Sadako Sasaki, a girl who died as a result of the atomic bomb exploding over Hiroshima in 1945. According to the story, popularized through the book Sadako and the Thousand Paper Cranes, in the last stages of her illness, she started folding paper cranes, inspired by the Japanese saying that one who folded 1,000 origami cranes was granted a wish. This made an impression on people's minds. As a result, she was remembered on every August 6th, which is an annual peace day for people all over Japan. It is sad that the symbol of peace came about after such a horrific moment in the bombing of Hiroshima, but its presence is a necessary reminder of striving for peace. Japanese peace bell. Japanese peace bell is a United Nations peace symbol. Cast on November 24th, 1952, it was an official gift of the Japanese people to the United Nations on June 8th, 1954. The symbolic bell of peace was donated by Japan to the United Nations at a time when Japan had not yet been officially admitted to the United Nations. The Japanese peace bell was presented to the United Nations by the United Nations Association of Japan. I love the sentiment behind this. Picture someone ringing the bell to signify a moment of silence or peace. I can see this being used for 21 gun salutes, any patriotic parade activity or demonstration, and as silly as it might sound, at the end of a boxing match. There was already a starting bell. Why not an ending bell to signify peace amongst contenders so that we can have a lasting peace once and for all? White poppy. In 1933, during a period in which there was widespread fear of war in Europe, the Women's Cooperative Guild began the practice of distributing white poppies as an alternative to the red poppies distributed by the Royal British Legion in commemoration of servicemen who died in the First World War. In 1934, the newly formed Peace Pledge Union, PPU, which was the largest British peace organization in the interwar years, joined in distributing white poppies and laying white poppy wreaths as a pledge to peace that war must not happen again. In 1980, the PPU revived the symbol as a way of remembering the victims of war without glorifying militarism. At first glance of its name, white poppy may give off the wrong impression. No, this is not about the poppy seed as it applies to opiates. For me, the color white signifies purity and peace amidst a time of turmoil and uncertainty. Being that The symbol has been brought to the forefront on multiple occasions since its inception. Its visibility is of utmost importance. Rurik's Peace Banner. Nicholas Rurik, a Russian artist, cultural activist, and philosopher, founded a movement to protect cultural artifacts. Its symbol was a maroon on white emblem consisting of three solid circles and a surrounding circle. It has also been used as a peace banner. In 1935, a pact initiated by Rurik was signed by the United States and Latin American nations, agreeing that historic monuments, museums, scientific, artistic, educational, and cultural institutions should be protected both in times of peace and war. According to the Rurik Museum, the Banner of Peace symbol has ancient origins. Perhaps its earliest known example appears on Stone Age amulets, three dots without the enclosing circle. Rurik came across numerous later examples of various parts of the world and knew that it represented a deep and sophisticated understanding of the triune nature of existence. But for the purposes of the banner and the pact, Rurik described the circle as representing the totality of culture, with the three dots being art, science, and religion, three of the most embracing of human cultural activities. He also described the circle as representing the eternity of time, encompassing the past, present, and future. The sacred origins of the symbol as an illustration of the Trinity's fundamental to all religions remain central to the meaning of the pact and the banner today. Rainbow flag. The international peace flag in the colors of the rainbow was first used in Italy on a 1961 peace march from Perugia to Assisi, organized by the pacifist and social philosopher Aldo Capitini. Inspired by the peace flags used on British peace marches, Capitini got some women of Perugia hurriedly to sew together colored strips of material. The march has been repeated many times since 1961, the most recent in 2010. The original flag was kept by Capitini's collaborator Lanfranco Mencaroni at Colla Valenza near Todi. In 2011, plans were announced to transfer it to the Palazzo dei Priori in Perugia. The flag commonly has seven rainbow-colored stripes with the word peace in the center. It has been explained as follows. In the account of the Great Flood, God set the rainbow to a seal the alliance with man and nature, promising that there will never be another flood. The rainbow thus became a symbol of peace across the earth and the sky, and by extension among all men. The flag usually has the colors violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red from top to bottom. Basically, Roy G. Biv. But some have the violet stripe below the blue one, as in the picture at the right, or a white one at the top. A picture of Capitini's first peace flag, carried by Anna Capitini and Silvana Mencaroni, shows the colors red, orange, white, green, violet, indigo, and lavender. In 2002, a renewed display of the flag was widespread with the Pace di tutti I balconi, Peace from Every Balcony campaign, a protest against the impending war in Iraq planned by the United States and its allies. 2003, the Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera reported leading advertising executives saying that the peace flag had become more popular than the Italian national flag. In November 2009, a huge peace flag, 20 meters wide by 40 meters long, was made in Lecce, Salento by young members of GPACE, Youth for Peace, Give Peace a Chance Everywhere. Not to be confused with the pride flag in today's culture, the rainbow flag for peace is an outward expression of love in all different colors. Could it mean the hope for peace in every nation across every race, religion, and creed? Let's hope so. Shalom Salam. A word mark of the three words, Hebrew root shalom, together with the Arabic salam and the English word peace, has been used as a peace symbol in the Middle East. Shalom and salam mean peace and are cognates of each other, derived from this Semitic triconsonantal of SLM, realized in Hebrew as SLM and in Arabic as SLM. The symbol has come to represent peace in the Middle East and an end to the Arab-Israeli conflict. Wall plaque signs, t-shirts, and buttons are sold with only those words. For me, this saying is pivotal to achieving world peace. Without a lasting peace in this region of the world, it will continue to be a difficult road to navigate. Predator and prey lie down together. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. Crocide coin of Croesus, depicting the lion and bull, partly symbolizing alliance between Lydia and Greece, respectively. One of the first coins to be minted was the Crocide. It depicted the Lydian lion and Hellenic bull, representing the peaceful alliance between Croesus and the dynasty of Agamemnon, enthroned in Chime. This alliance had been sealed through two royal marriages, Hermodike in 800 BC to the Phrygian king Midas, and Hermodike II in 600 BC to Aliets of Lydia. Aliets was Croesus' father, and Hermodike II was likely his mother. When he came to power, Croesus minted the first coin depicting two animals, the roaring lion, symbol of Lydia, and the bull, symbol of Hellenic Zeus, from the seduction of Europa, are facing each other in truce. Note that hunting lions attack from the rear, not face to the horns. The imagery of a predator and prey lying down together in peace is reflected in other ancient literature. An example, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, 700 BC. The crocodile symbolism of peace between the Greeks of Asia Minor, lions, and later Persians persisted long after Croesus' death, until Darius the Great introduced new coins around 500 BC. The union of Phrygia, Lydia, with Aeolian Greeks resulted in regional peace, which facilitated the transfer of groundbreaking technological skills into ancient Greece. Respectively, the phonetic written script and the minting of coinage to use a token currency where the value is guaranteed by the state. Both inventions were rapidly adopted by surrounding nations through further trade and cooperation and have been of fundamental benefit to the progress of civilization. One can't help but wonder the foresight and genius of this symbol. Opposing forces of nature coming together as one. Well done, ancient Greece. Well done. Official peace sign. Designed by Gerald Holtam for the British nuclear disarmament movement in 1958, the symbol above is now widely known as the peace sign. Although there are rumors that it is an anti-Christian symbol, its initial intention today is to spread awareness for nuclear weapons and how we can strive to eradicate them as well as peace. As you can see, the symbol is a superimposition of the semaphore, a system of sending messages by holding the arms or two flags or poles in certain positions according to an alphabetic code. Signals for the letter N and D taken to stand for nuclear disarmament, while simultaneously acting as a reference to Goya's the 3rd of May, 1808. Unofficial peace sign, or the V. Raise pointer and middle finger up in the air, up at the same time in the air. The V sign, victory hand in Unicode, is a hand gesture, palm outwards, with the index and middle fingers open and all others closed. It had been used to represent victory during the Second World War. During the 1960s in the USA, activists against the Vietnam War and in subsequent anti-war protests adopted the gesture as a sign of peace. In addition to its root symbolism of peace, anti-war, I've seen the symbol used for saying goodbye to someone, saying peace be with you in church. It's also interesting to see how signs and symbols are adapted to mean different things. Sometimes those different things are offshoots of the same idea. Handshake or kiss, the sign of peace. The handshake or kiss come from the Roman Catholic religious tradition as well as some other Christian denominations, but saying the words, peace be with you, literally called the sign of peace, it is an outward sign of extending yourself to someone else, wishing for them to be at peace. What a beautiful way to show peace to your fellow brothers and sisters on this earth. This has a positive trickle-down effect to everyone else you come in contact with that day. Recap. As you just read, there are many signs and symbols representing peace. I didn't realize there were so many of them until I started doing research. It's comforting to know that these are out there for people to learn about and apply to their daily lives. Maybe you can do so to achieve an inner peace, which will inevitably turn into a broader peace across the world. Thank you.
answers me. Your presence is our woman. I believe when I can't see.